How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to deal with the difficult things that are happening in the world. If you find yourself distracted, hurt, or feeling low because of all the hurt, all the pain, everything that we see happening in the news and around the world, then this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to talk about how to shift your perspective so that not only can you see the light and the good in the world, but you can also be the change that you want to experience. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want, and we're going to take a deep breath in, and as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy, and then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency, and then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you were surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So this question of how do we have peace, how do we have healing when there's so much of the opposite happening in the world has actually come up a number of times recently. And so I decided to make an episode on it because, one, it was hard to type this out in an answer through social media that I felt was helpful. And then two, if people are asking it, then it's on people's mind, because I do believe that we are all connected and there is a lot of pain and suffering going around in the world, especially in the news. We're made hyper aware of everything that's going on. And so I think this boils down to perspective. Like, what perspective do you want to have for your life? You see, these things are terrible. There are very painful and hurtful things happening to people that don't deserve it. All the time, every second, there is something going on that is sad. Maybe it's just someone passing away early, or it's war, or it's famine, or it's the financial depression that's going on. Like, there's so many things. How do we stay positive? How do we feel that this is a good place, or something that, or that there is even good in the world, or something to look forward to? And the perspective that I've come to from this is that this world is not what we're trying to save. Healing the world, this experience, is not the goal. That will be a result of what the goal actually is. You see, we, you, me, everybody that's listening, we are the energy that is creating all of this. We are the existence. What we perceive is what exists. What we believe is what we create. And so if the focus is on healing us, then the world will be healed. You see, hurt people hurt people. So all the pain, all the destruction is coming from people operating in low frequency. But the thing with it is it's actually a positive thing. Because if you are an energy, if you are a being that has a beginning way beyond this experience and never ends, meaning you're going to continue as this experience ends, then the actual state of the world doesn't matter that much. Because you're not here for the world, you're here for your higher energy. You're here to learn. And so the more pain, the more destruction, the more hurt that is happening, the more opportunities for you to love and forgive. If we came to the perfect world where everything is loving, everything is perfect, then that would be heaven. That would be the highest state. That would be everybody operating at a high frequency. But that's not this place, and I don't believe that's you or I. You see, we are on the journey. We are trying to heal. We are trying to grow so that we can get to there. That place that we imagine where everything is perfect is high frequency. It's all love. But frequency is exactly that. It's energy operating at a certain level. And if you're not operating at that level, you can't be in that frequency. It's not that the frequency doesn't want you there. Love, creation, of course, wants you there. But if we're not operating at it, it would be hard for us to be there. So all the terrible things that are happening here are actually gifts. If something terrible happens, whether it's to you or someone you know, and you're able to find peace, love, and forgiveness in that situation, you have raised your vibration. Because to see the love, to find it, to have inner peace, to have forgiveness, your perspective has to increase. And if your perspective is increased, that means your frequency is operating at a higher state. And so, yes, the pain is here. The hurt is here. There are people doing terrible things every single day. But we shouldn't look for punishment of them. We shouldn't look for karma to come and get them. Of course, we don't want them here. We don't want people that cause pain, that hurt others. We don't want to be around that. But on this earth, in this experience, they are part of our evolution, of our growth, of our understanding. If they didn't do something that was painful, that was hurtful, that affected us, we wouldn't have a chance to forgive. You see, because we've all been that person. We've all hurt. The scale might be different of how much hurt we've caused people, but we've all made mistakes. We've all done things that were not in a highest self. Because if we hadn't, we wouldn't be here. We would already be in the highest frequency place. And so instead of saying, why did all these bad things happen? Why is this like this? Why is there so much pain? Why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to them? Just focus on your internal energy, on your energy that will exist forever, and try to raise that up. And you raise it by finding love in every situation, because you have to see things from a high angle, because there might be a situation that happens to you where there is no benefit. There is no positive outcome. There is no happily ever after on your earthly story. But when you look at it from the higher point of view and you realize what you can become, what you can solve, or what is learned, or what people experience past your experience, and you can see the love, you can see the healing there, then you start becoming a high frequency being. So it's okay to feel down, to be sad, to see everything that's going on and just feel that depression, that anxiety, or that feeling of, oh, why am I even here? What's all the point of this? Those feelings are okay. Honor them. But as soon as you can let them go and practice forgiveness and love, your mission and vision changes. You no longer start worrying about these things happening, and you start just looking for every bit of love you can find. You start having inner peace because you don't need the external world to be loving and kind for you to have love and kindness within yourself. And when you have love and kindness within yourself and you start putting that out into the world constantly, you'll start seeing more of it. That doesn't mean something terrible doesn't happen to the nicest, most loving person. The lessons will come despite our internal state. Being at peace, having the love frequency, does not mean that you are going to get the perfect life. Does not mean that you're going to be given all the money in the world. Does not mean that things will work out for you externally. It means you will operate in the frequency of light and love, because you'll be able to forgive and see the love in every situation. So your internal state will be the reward. The external things, if they work out and it's great and you have a bunch of money and you get to live this wonderful life full of health, happiness, that's amazing. But that's not the goal. And that doesn't mean you won at life or you did things correctly. All we focus on is our internal state. And you see, if you raise your internal state, this is how we change the world. If you raise your internal state to the highest frequency, where you're loving every situation, even your worst enemy, you only feel love for them. You only feel forgiveness for them, no matter what they do. Then you're in that frequency. You're in that healed state, and you're going to carry that energy with you beyond this experience. That is where the power is. And that is why these negative things are happening, these painful things are happening, because this is a world of turmoil. This is a world of hurt beings coming here trying to learn, and just hurt people are going to hurt people until they heal. But when you heal and raise your frequency, and then I heal and raise my frequency, and then the next person, if we keep the growth, if we keep expanding that positive love frequency, We could change the world. And hopefully one day it comes to that point that we all level up and this world branches off to a new healed frequency where everything is done for support of their neighbor, where every day the person wakes up and does everything they can to serve those around them. That's how true abundance would exist on this planet, when everybody's mission was to serve and love every single person around them, doing nothing for self. It's hard to do that right now, because you could live that life and nobody do a thing for you. People take you for granted, people hurt you, people take advantage of you if you live that life now. But if you live that life and have inner peace within, you won't care about the other things. You'll have that healing frequency. But when all of us do that, then we create the heaven on earth. Then there's no more war. Then there's no more famine. Everybody's existence is of that of giving love. And so we're all receiving love at that very time. So we're not in that time now. And maybe that day will come. Maybe it won't. But what's important is your internal state. When we start looking at every single thing as an opportunity for us to forgive and love and then do it, we will create a powerful understanding of forgiveness for a certain situation within our being, but also we will bring in a new form of love because we created it where there was none. And to be something, you have to create it. Just knowing it is the small part. Creating it is the absolute power of it. So let's be thankful for all the terrible things that are happening, not because we appreciate the terrible things, but because who we get to become with every obstacle. Every bit of tension and pain that we see in this earth helps us grow. So let's focus on that. Let's raise our frequency and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about the value that you bring and why it's so important to have gratitude and know that everything on this experience is for us so that we can be the highest version. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description that will keep you up to date with every single episode. Plus, I have some really cool stuff that's going to be coming out soon. And those of you that are in my email list will get the first notification for that. So again, there's a link down below. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below as well. And of course, Instagram is the best place for direct messages. So I appreciate everybody that has reached out and let me know how the podcast has impacted them. It means the absolute world to me to connect with you all and hear the positive stories from this podcast. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.